Prior to an unrelated action by the Council, federally permitted vessels were allowed to surrender their FFP in order to transit through walrus protection areas between Cape Pierce and Round Island. This loophole allowed the vessels to avoid costlier, even more dangerous routes as they tendered the herring and salmon fisheries in Bristol Bay. Protected Resources Coordinator Steve McLean says the Council never intended to change it.
The unrelated action by the Council kind of closed that loophole. And the council is interested in fixing that problem, maintaining the walrus protections in the area, but allowing vessels to continue to serve as tenders without having to circumnavigate those walrus protection areas and really take a much longer and potentially less safe route to get from the fishing vessels to the processing plants.
The Council's action that changed the loophole was related to ground fishing vessels in the Gulf of Alaska. The change meant that the vessels who followed traditional routes last season were probably in violation.
Certainly nobody intended for anybody to be in violation when that loophole was closed. It was just an unforeseen and unintended consequence of that action. And the Council encouraged NIMS to make it a very low enforcement priority.
The Council set about finding a more permanent solution, rather than continuing to ask the National Marine Fisheries Service to go easy on citing violations. McLean prepared a comprehensive assessment to study the available options.
The objectives were to, number one, continue to protect the walrus in the area, and number two, allow vessels access to the traditional routes that the tenders use to make sure that those activities can continue. So it was a balancing act of protections for the walrus and allowing the economic activity to occur.
Using available data to gauge the distance at which vessels begin to impact or disturb walruses, McLean was able to present the council with transit options safe to both the vessels and the walruses, provided that the vessels follow a few guidelines set by the Fish and Wildlife Service.
And that is maintaining, you know, course and speed, not having abrupt changes in direction or in speed, engine noise, just a vessel going from A to B, passing through as efficiently as possible.
At its December meeting, the council chose preferred options for a corridor near Cape Pierce and one to the north of Round Island, both of which would be open each year between April 1st and August 15th. McLean says the industry has indicated those dates would probably be sufficient. At its upcoming meeting in April, the council may vote to adopt those options, but according to McLean, that will probably not be enough time to put the new regulations in place for the 2014 season. And ahead of April's meeting, McLean says the council hopes to hear feedback from the public.
The more we hear from people, the better our decisions can be. So we definitely encourage people to get on there and let us know their concerns and whether or not they're positive or negative, whether or not we're making the right decisions.
The contact information to send in public comments is at our website, kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.